Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Just looking at our schedule, which is loaded, but it's very Pittsburgh back heavy at the end of the year. That's important to us. Like, can the Aaron Rodgers signing, and I think it's going to work out. I think Aaron, I know this is like the momentum, I'm going against the popular viewpoint of what happened with the Jets. It was better than people gave him credit for, mm-hmm. by a lot. I mean, he threw 26 touchdowns and only 8 interceptions, and what did he do at the end of the year? I mean,
he played great down the stretch, like this far as they just didn't win, so you don't get credit for some of the good games because you didn't win some of them. But he had 14 touchdowns, one pick to close out the last set.
I mean, this guy was not throwing 14 picks and one touchdown. Yeah. It was the flip. And I think getting around Mike Tomlin, having DK Metcalf, just the culture
they win
in Pittsburgh.
And then you add him in
I mean, and there's a chance.
The year before, he'll be better.
There's a chance at the end of the year, if they're good, because we can always switch out of it. The way the schedule was handed out to us, we could have the Steelers come late November, 6 out of 7 weeks. And that includes games against Chicago in your hometown. Mm-hmm. We have a game against Detroit, national doubleheader game. We've got a Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. So there are other ones in that mix. We could see Pittsburgh a lot if they're good. So that's the biggest question I have. Is it going to work? As I sit here today, I believe it's going to work.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo doing their media rounds. Hey, here are all the games we're going to be on. And Jim Nance, who's not a hot take guy at all, consummate professional, he thinks it's going to work out with the Steelers. Also, they're in midseason form.
Yep.
Nance couldn't finish a sentence without Romo interrupting.
Was that Romo?
That was Romo.
Okay.
Romo, who, all right, sound engineers, maybe get him on mic a little bit more. You could barely hear him, like off in the distance. Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Cutting them off every 2 seconds. But it sounds like both Nance and Romo believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You've got Joe Starkey saying that the Steelers are going to start 5-0, despite, let's call it what it is, none of us having seen this offense or newly minted defense at all. I said I thought the Steelers would win 11 games in a playoff game, this all the way back at the beginning of training camp. At the end of training camp, Doran, I'm changing my prediction. You love when I do this.
Yes.
Harry, I'm changing my prediction. Does that shock you?
I've never been more surprised in my life.
You will be surprised. I had them at 11-6 and winning a playoff game. I now have them at 10-7, no playoff win.
Oh.
I'm wondering what we all think the ceiling is for this team, though. What they can accomplish if all things going according to plan, if they stay healthy. Because Starkey, who I think is very good at this, I don't think he wants to spin hot takes. He has takes, but I don't think he walks in saying, how am I going to fire up the masses?
Mm-mm.
He's got him starting 5-0. You got Jim Nantz saying it's going to work with Aaron Rodgers, and I think it'll be better with Rodgers than a lot of people seemed to believe, at least before camp. What do we think the ceiling is? Because Mike Tomlin, I don't think, has got his team to play to the ceiling for a long time. And I'm wondering what the ceiling is and how close he can get them to that this year.
I think the ceiling is an AFC Championship game appearance. I think that that might be the ceiling. And you're saying Mike Tomlin hasn't been able to get his teams to play to that level. But I think that what was missing is Mike Tomlin needs that quarterback where he doesn't have to get his team to play to that level. The quarterback gets his team to play that level. And we said this last week, the difference between, in my opinion, like a Mason Rudolph and a Aaron Rodgers is I can see and envision Aaron Rodgers winning a few football games for the Pittsburgh Steelers just based off of his play. I don't think Mason Rudolph is capable of that. Maybe one game for Mason Rudolph, but I can see Aaron Rodgers doing that. Not every game, but a few games this season, and maybe one or two of those games may come into playoffs. Maybe one of those games do come into playoffs where he just, you know, hitches everybody on his back and everybody goes for a ride. So I think the ceiling could be an AFC championship game appearance if everything go as planned.
I agree with that. I do think that's the ceiling. I think you could catch lightning in a bottle depending on playoff matchups, and Rodgers gives them the best chance to win a playoff game that they've had since Ben. It's not like Rodgers at the end of his Packers career bathed himself in the glory of playoff success.
Right.
But that being said, we saw what Russ did in the playoffs last year. We saw what Mason did in the playoffs, and he wasn't terrible, but you need to elevate your guys, and he threw a red zone interception against Buffalo. We saw what Ben did in the playoffs at the end. We didn't get to see Mitch Trubisky in the playoffs due in large part to Mitch Trubisky's performance in the regular season. But I think Rodgers would give them the best chance to win a playoff game that they've had in a long time. I'm just worried now more about the start of the season than I had previously been. Mike Tomlin historically has been a guy who plays guys in the preseason, and I'm not saying he's doing the wrong thing here. We can get into that later because Arthur Smith talked about it and Terrell Austin talked about it yesterday. But he's usually played guys, and at times it's been to the detriment. You had Najee Harris, who was already hurt, and then he re-aggravated something in the third preseason game, Kenny Pickett's rookie year. You had T.J. Watt have a near injury scare in a preseason game. We've seen Tomlin play guys. And more often than not, they've come out that first game and they've looked more like a well-oiled machine than the opposition has, with the exception, obviously, being that 49ers game, which, I mean, I think they just ran into the one of the best teams in football and they weren't anywhere near as good as that team. But they had beat Buffalo when they were a 6.5-point dog on the road. They had beat Cincinnati when they were a 6.5-point underdog on the road. They've gotten off to those good starts in week one in games where they were considerable underdogs. Why? Because they played guys and the other teams really didn't play their guys. This just speaks to me as a guy, I think. This won't shock either of you either. I have a terrible fear of the unknown. A lot of people I know, you wake up in the morning and you thank God that you are there. I wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, what is coming next? What is today going to bring? A lot of people, carpe diem, they want to grab life by the haunches. Today represents an opportunity. I'm like, how can I avoid trouble today? And so with the Steelers, again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing that they're not playing their starters in the preseason. But because I am a pessimist by nature, having not seen any of these guys, my mind defaults to the pessimistic side. We ain't seen Jonnu and Freiermuth and DK and Rodgers and Jaylen Warren and Sayamalu on the offensive side. The reason why this defense can be quote-unquote historic this year is because they've got Ramsey and Slay and Joey Porter Jr. We ain't seen any of those guys. So I'm bumping them down a win because I'm scared.
But we have seen the offensive line play. So he has played. He didn't just not play everybody.
Just one guy didn't
play. Just one guy. Which is a veteran guy. Mm-hmm. And most of those guys are veterans, and he doesn't need to see them play. So you play the offensive line, you look at, all right, what's our unit that needs the most work? that I feel that needs the most work as a head coach. It's clearly the offensive line. They need to gel together. They're the only really unit on a football field that needs to work together to play. So he played them.
You know what's weird about that? Because you're right, 100% right, is they barely run behind that offensive line. They barely tried to run behind that offensive line. When they have run behind that offensive line, it hasn't looked good, but they haven't really tried it all that much.
Because mm-hmm. they know they could probably do it.
Pass protection's been good.
Right. That's what they need to work on.
And I didn't think it would be. So arrow pointed up there. And we'll hear Arthur Smith later in the show talk about his two bookend tackles. And you've got a take on Troy Faltanu that I am looking forward to you unveiling to the people. Pleasantly surprised with the pass pro. Really pleasantly surprised by where Broderick is today versus the reports we got out of like day one and two of training camp. So I am optimistic about that. And we haven't seen Jaylen Warren run behind that offensive line. Perhaps if we did, I'd feel better about the running game. But one of the reasons why I felt so good relative to other analysts, if you will, about Rodgers is because they didn't run the ball effectively with the Jets last year. And I haven't seen them run the ball effectively yet. Now, they haven't had Rodgers, and his passing threat you would think would help with that. Chicken, egg, things of that nature. But if they can't run effectively, if they run similarly to the way they ran last year, I think it could mean trouble for Aaron Rodgers. So I've bumped my prediction down just a smidge. Subject to change after game one of the regular season.
You bumped it down a smidge. Based off of preseason?
Smidge.
Wow.
Not even things I've seen with my own two eyes either, really, Doran. Mostly just reports we're getting at a training camp where they've had one day of successful running. And I know how it goes. I've been there a million times. 11-on-11 run period. You know they're going to run. It's designed to make it hard on the offense and easy on the defense. But I need to see this running game perform well to believe it. Seeing is believing. The Santa Claus. Great movie.
Yes, Tim Allen.
I don't know that I've ever wanted a beverage more than...
the hot cocoa?
Yeah, man.
So good.
That little tiny elf girl?
Yeah.
She makes that hot cocoa?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I think it could warm your soul.
Yes.
Is it too early for hot cocoa?
No.
Weather next week? We got 69 degrees for a high in the first week of local college football and high school football. 69 degrees for a high. Very excited about that. So Jim Nance is buying. Joe Starkey flipped on a dime in 2 days. He's buying. Are you at 412-928-9370? Feels like a good time to have this conversation, what with camp being over and the fact that we're not going to see anybody who's going to start, I don't think, playing this preseason game 2 days from now. So how are you feeling about your Steelers' expectations right now? What's their ceiling? And what's your prediction? 412-928-9370. There's some newsy stuff we'll get to today, but let's talk this out a little bit at 412-928-9370. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Company. Our guy who's listening in China DM'd you.
That is correct.
So he is listening on the Odyssey app. I don't know why I thought that you couldn't listen to the Odyssey app outside the United States of America, but I'm proud to announce I was wrong.
Nathan Coons.
Why is he in China? Working?
That's a good question.
Hanging out? Walking the wall?
So he said we're a part of his everyday routine.
Well, that's very nice.
Please
Nathan.
Ask Harry about the umpires in the past MLB All-Star game that are from Pittsburgh. He won't know. So he said to ask you.
That's a weird thing to know.
I would agree. I don't know.
You got to be a big-time umpire aficionado to be like, oh, back in 1986, Jimmy Dawn, he was the first base umpire and the crew chief. Like, who the hell knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
But thank you, Nathan, for listening. You ever been to China?
No.
You ever seen the video of Shaquille O'Neal walking?
No.
Through the crowded streets of China and everyone's like, oh my God. Funny as hell.
Oh,
I have a buddy who is 6'6" and his brother teaches English as a second language in China.
Okay.
And when he goes over to visit, he's like, I'm head and shoulders literally above
everybody
else. Everybody stares at him in China. So thank you for listening in China. Can anybody else top China? Anybody else listening internationally today, you want to reach out to the show? We'd love to have you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Text us at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I've always wanted to check out the Great Wall.
Mm-hmm. I heard Japan's really nice.
I've heard it's very next level modern.
Yes, very modern.
Tokyo.
Yes. It's like more American. Well, I think China's Americanized, but it's more like clean. It's like you could find your way around better.
Smaller cars.
Yeah.
More efficient internet.
Yep.
More efficient internet, really. Must be why you're able to listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. And I remind all of you out there, you can listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, but also worldwide on the Odyssey app. Seems like as good a time as any to ask this question. Training camp is over. Do you feel better or worse about the Steelers than you did at the start of camp? 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And they've really given you no reason to like the team less, because what you've heard out of pretty much everyone on that defense is how great the defense can be. What you've heard out of DK Metcalf is how great the defense is. And the reports on Aaron Rodgers are this guy can still sling it, and he's brought a ton to the table from a leadership standpoint. But because I haven't seen it, I just err to the side of the negatives.
Hmm.
There's also the running game. And you and I were talking about this prior to the show. Are we fully bought in on this running game? Arthur Smith was talking about Caleb Johnson yesterday.
It just depends on, again, the flow of the game. We didn't get in, the first two drives, the rotation of it. I mean, when you stall out those first two drives, and they only played, the line only played about a quarter, right? Then, I mean, the situation changes like that. We came out hot against Jacksonville. We stalled out. We threw a pick on the second, right? We went 3-0 on the third one, and then we wanted to be aggressive. You know, didn't want to play conservative, and Mason rips the post to Roman. So it's just kind of the way the game went, and that's, we got to, when that happens, the snaps were kind of limited in the first quarter.
So that was Arthur Smith saying that Caleb Johnson didn't play with the first team offensive line, not necessarily by design, but just because of the way that the game flowed. Because I thought it was kind of a Mike Tomlin motivational factor and Mike Tomlin wanting Caleb Johnson to have some success against, you know, non-first team defense. And he did. He went 11 for 50. And we had talked about it on Monday's show yesterday that Caleb bounced a couple runs outside that worked against backups but might not have worked against a starting defense. But that wasn't the plan. The plan was, hey, if you get into a little bit of a flow, you get Kenneth Gainwell, but you're also going to hand the ball to Caleb Johnson. Okay, that was an informative answer from Arthur Smith. Are we buying into this running back room? Because that is an area that I actually feel worse about coming out of camp.
I'm really not at this point. I just don't know. Like, I love Jaylen Warren. I think a lot of us do. Most of us do. I just don't know how he's going to be throughout the duration of a 17-game season plus playoffs. I mean, the guy has been injured every other season or every season at some point. Usually it's his hamstring, and he's had fumble issues. Like, can he be that number one bell cow? I don't know. I don't think so. Like, can Kenneth Gainwell pick up the slack as a number two running back? I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
And then you see how long it might take for Caleb Johnson to get his feet underneath him. I don't know. Like, even with Najee Harris, like, I know that you parted ways with Najee, and I thought it was the right decision to not give him his, you know, his option, his fifth-year option, to keep him around. But you knew what you're getting out of him. Like, you knew exactly what to expect. Maybe you didn't like it. That's fine. But you knew what you're getting. I just don't know about any of these guys, and I don't know if they can kind of, as a unit, you know, give that production.
I think that's well said. I think that's totally fair. I've come out of training camp feeling worse about the offense running the football than I did than going into training camp. And, hey, they could change my opinion. Yeah. September 7th, New York Jets, you've got Warren, you've got Jonnu Smith, you've got DK Metcalf, you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got Isaac Seumalo, and all of a sudden, hey, you're getting some push up front because they got to worry about the passing attack and chicken egg. One thing leads to the other, and maybe I'll forget about it. But I think everything you said is really well said there. I thought Caleb Johnson would be part of a timeshare early, and I believed in his speed that showed up on tape at Iowa. I believed in his fit with the zone blocking scheme, and I thought he'd be the perfect complement early to Jaylen Warren, and then maybe he's the guy taking 60% of the snaps as the season moves on. I don't know about that. And I don't know that if Jaylen Warren has to shoulder and burden the load early, that he can handle that. Right. He's never been that guy. It doesn't mean it can't work, but I don't feel as good about it today as I did about day one of camp. Day one of camp, everyone's talking about, oh, Caleb Johnson, he's hitting the hole, he's taking it the distance. Well, they weren't tackling.
Right.
They weren't tackling.
Every clip I saw, like, he was tagged. Like, he was tagged.
Right.
It was like, oh, it's Caleb Johnson for a 50-yard. He was tagged.
Now he's just finishing the damn play.
Right.
He's
right.
Doing what he's coached to do, which is great. And the speed was on display, but you ain't breaking through the line that easy when they're tackling you.
Right.
So that's one area where I don't feel as good about. Now, I feel better about the second area than I did coming in because I thought it would take a while for them to communicate, for them to find out how they were going to use Jalen Ramsey. Sounds like they had a plan. They folded him in immediately. The question is, at 412-928-9370, we'd love to take calls on this. Training camp is over. Do you feel better or worse about the Steelers than you did at the start of camp? 412-928-9370. Cody and Moon, others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to Ian's coming up next. Also, we'll hear from Arthur Smith on the tackles. Probably feel better about the tackles than he did going into day one of camp. We'll talk to Ian's about this when we come back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget.
Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A lot of those guys, I mean, this is an experience. Broderick's background was different than the three guys we drafted last year. Those guys had played a lot of college starts. And again, I know Broderick is a terrific athlete for a tackle, and he was forced to play right. And then just the kind of three-man competition we had with Dan playing left only, and then obviously Troy being a rookie, and then obviously Troy got hurt. So he ended up, Broderick ended up playing right tackle. He feels like he's a natural left. We've been able to kind of settle that down. I think both those guys have done a nice job.
Arthur Smith talking about the tackles. Both guys have done a nice job and detailed what Broderick Jones has gone through in his early Steelers career, his early NFL career. We've asked the question, do you feel better or worse about the Steelers now that training camp is over? We're not probably going to learn all that much in preseason game number 3 coming up on Thursday, but I believe Mike Tomlin talks today and will tell us who's going to play, who's not going to play. I wouldn't expect to see any of the big-time guys out there. I made a little 3-column list during the break, Norm. Things I feel better, worse, and the same about coming out of camp. And it actually makes me feel a little bit better, because the thing I feel worse about is the running game, as we detailed in the last segment. I do feel better about the tackles. I feel better about quarterback, but it's kind of confirmation bias. I thought that Rodgers would come in and look good, but it's more about what you've heard about him, the man.
Yeah.
And Art Rooney II on the TV broadcast with Pomp and Charlie was talking about what a great guy Rodgers has been and how much he loves football. So I'll go slightly better, I guess, at quarterback. Feel better about the secondary. Feel better about tight end, because Darnell Washington has been good. And I think I feel better about the defensive line, because I always felt good about Derek Harmon, but Wyatt Black has really opened eyes. The only thing I wrote down that I feel worse about is running back in the running game. I feel the same about wide receiver.
Okay.
Because Roman Wilson has been good, but we haven't seen Calvin Austin, and we'll get into Gabriel Davis's visit a little bit later on in the show. I feel the same about inside linebacker. I tried to fight.
Oh, Lord.
I choked on Zinn. Now I'm seeing stars. I tried to fight through it. I really couldn't breathe there. That was tough.
I saw
you. Oh, I have beat red, I see, on the YouTube stream.
Jeez.
I feel about the same at inside linebacker. In safety, I feel the same because I got questions, but I've been pleasantly surprised by Juan Thornhill.
Yeah, same.
So the only thing I feel worse about is the running game, but there's a trickle-down effect. If you can't run the football effectively, then you're not going to be able to do the things, the passing game you want, the play action, all that fun stuff. So I'll still knock them down a peg from 11 wins to 10 wins. But that's really the only thing I feel definitively worse about is the running game.
I don't know if I feel worse about the running game. It's just the biggest unknown I feel like I have and the biggest question mark I have. Because I know what to expect, and obviously I think that Cam Hayward's going to play this year.
Yes.
You add him to the defensive line. I think Derek Harmon, Wyatt Black, Keanu Benton, I think those guys can handle things. We love the outside linebacker position. We love the inside linebacker position. A lot of depth at both of those. Obviously the D-backs we just talked about. But the biggest question mark for me is running back, then offensive line. And not even receiver. I think that DK Metcalf is going to have a high productive year, but I also fold in the tight ends as being receivers, in my opinion. So, I put that unit as one. I don't really have that big of a question mark. I would love for them to add a number two wide receiver, a legit guy. If DK Metcalf were to go down, they could have that guy step up, be the number one. That's all I'm kind of, worried about with that group.
Yeah.
But the biggest question mark definitely is running back for me, and I feel like it's been overlooked a lot. I feel like it's not been talked about because there's so many other toys to be talked about on this team that have joined this team that are going into another year that are, could be valuable pieces. It's like, oh, man, keep forgetting that, you have three running backs that are brand new or two running backs that are brand new and one a brand new starter.
Me too. I feel the same way about running back now because I thought Caleb Johnson would just hit the ground running. And a lot of times rookie running backs are plug and play. You come in. You got the talent, you play well. And I just wanted to see a little bit more out of him in both these preseason games. And I know he went for 11-50 in the last game, but he did it all against backups, and some of this stuff wouldn't have worked, I don't think, against starters. So time will tell there, but I do feel a little bit worse about it. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Cody and Moon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Would you guys be against trading one of those fourths for Brian Robinson? I heard he's on the trade block for Washington, or Skylar Thompson in a fifth.
You know what, Cody? I brought that up before the show to Crowley. I was like, you know what, Brian Robinson? He didn't even attend the game last night, and I think he's on the trade block. I wouldn't mind adding him. I don't know what that would take. I don't know what that would look like. Who you would have to give up? What you would have to give up? But I definitely did bring that up before the show. So,
you did.
I would be interested in Brian Robinson for sure to add to this running back room.
Yeah, I think we should do that and sign Amari and be done with it. Roll with it, go all in for this year, and see what happens.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. I don't know that they feel like they need to add to the running back room, but I also don't know that they don't feel that way, and they're sort of collecting football cards. I saw a tweet yesterday listing the cap space that every team has available for them in the NFL, and the Steelers have $36 million in cap space. You don't go out and you get DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and Darius Slay and all the pieces that they've added, Jonnu Smith, and then just enter the season with $36 million in cap space.
Right.
So they're going to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll roll some forward eventually for Cam Hayward. Maybe, I haven't looked at the bonus kind of deal with Chris Boswell, but maybe they'll do the same thing there. And then what? You got $28 million, $30 million bucks,
yep,
still to spend. They're gonna spend it. Now Gabriel Davis is coming back for a second visit. I think that means he winds up being a Pittsburgh Steeler. You and I talked about that before the show too. You don't bring in a guy twice and not sign him.
No.
And the first time, I guess they didn't feel like he was in football shape. He's had a lot of time between then and now to get into football shape. And my guess is that he would be in football shape. Well, break him down a little bit later on in the show. That doesn't feel like the end for me, though.
No.
At wide receiver. It just doesn't. It feels like Calvin Austin III, who I guess did get back out onto the practice field, you want to add some depth there. Ben Skowronek has a toe injury.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith let slip yesterday. So you've got two of your guys that I think were pretty darn near locks to make this roster banged up.
Yep.
Maybe Gabriel Davis is more a depth piece than a piece of the solution.
That's how I see it as. I mean, it's almost a need. You know, you have to go out and get somebody, so might as well check in on Gabriel Davis, a guy that you brought in. And I do believe, situations like this, I'm very familiar with. You bring in a guy, he has an injury. That's the reason why he got released. He has an injury. He's kind of out of shape because of the injury. It's like, all right, hey, go get in shape. We'll give you a call in mid to late August. So be ready whenever we give you that call. So I definitely probably 99% believe that they're going to sign him.
I'm with you on that. And I think he's a pretty good player. He didn't have a great year last year. Okay. Before that, a really good complimentary piece. Runs fast, stretches the field, and this matters for Arthur Smith, he'll block your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that? Someone's socks get blocked off?
Shoes.
Yeah, the socks will stay on the foot.
Yeah.
Nancy in Slippery Rock next up. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
It's so refreshed. Good. It's so refreshing to hear that people are spending money. It's a shame the Pirates don't spend some. It made my morning. I'm glad they have extra money. Go get whoever. We need a victory. A lots of them.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate the call.
I guess it is refreshing. It is. She is right. Like, it is refreshing that Art II, I mean, after all, you know, the NFLPA things came out last year, you're getting F's and everything for the facilities, and it's like, oh, you know, are they, penny pinching? Are they not wanting to spend any money because they are the Pittsburgh Steelers? And Art, I think, took that to heart a little bit, not for the facilities. Well, they pay into the locker room.
They did.
They pay into the locker
room.
Fresh coat of paint in the locker room. I think Art took that to heart a little bit. Like, he was like, all right, yeah, I got to win. We want to win. I'm going to spend some money. Let's go get the guys. Here, Omar, this is what you get to work with. Go get the guys you need. It is refreshing.
It is, and it doesn't feel like Gabriel Davis would be the last piece.
No.
And the cut-down day is not far off, and so there's going to be a bunch of guys out there, and I'm guessing that if we were to do 53-man roster projection, you can almost leave three or four guys off and assume that they're going to add from the outside. It's just sort of the way that it goes. But you're not breaking the bank on those guys either. So I think there might be one more big move. Might be one more big move up Omar Khan's sleeve. So Nancy calls up and says, the Pirates, they don't spend money. She's not the only one to say that in the last couple of days. We haven't talked about the Pirates in a while. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this. But we've heard Paul Skeens be critical of their spending. Now we heard another guy on the team be critical of the spending. And this guy, well, he carries a lot of weight. We'll get to that briefly before we talk to Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's 6:45. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Paul Skeens last night, 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 strikeouts. His ERA, 2.16. He's 7-9 on the season because he once again got a no decision. So that's just more of the same for the Pirates. The news, though, Andrew McCutchen to DK Pittsburgh Sports over the weekend said, quote, the way it should feel prior to going into the season, that comes when signing free agents, having the right bats in the lineup, giving our starters a sense of having a good team around them that can put up some runs and work in, day out. There's some things that have to happen, and obviously I would love to be a part of that equation, but you got to pay to win because it's not always going to be the team that doesn't spend as much that ends in the playoffs. Very rarely does that happen. It does happen, but it doesn't always happen that way. For us, it hasn't happened. There has to be that. There can't just be the shot in the dark of we hope this happens, we got to go out there and make a push.
Mm.
How about that from Andrew McCutchen?
That's big time.
So then Mac Daddy, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette and the Fan, he sat down with Kutch yesterday. Or maybe they were standing. I don't know. They had a one-on-one conversation. Mackey, how do you guys improve and get back to competing in 2026? McCutchen, you're going to have to ask the GM on that. I have no idea. I'm just here to play baseball. I don't know what we need. I said what I needed to say about it.
Wow.
Calls are coming from inside the house now, Doran.
Yep.
You've got the face of the franchise modern day, Paul Skeens, who could win the Cy Young this year. Calling out ownership, calling out the GM. This was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then again with Zane Grilly not that long ago. And now you've got the face of the franchise for the last decade plus, Andrew McCutchen, saying the same thing. There's no way you can bring Ben Cherington back.
No.
There is no way. And I understand it goes beyond Cherington, but from everything we've understood and reported here, Cherington had more money to spend this offseason than he did, and he rolled a lot of it into analytics and crap like that. But that's two guys now, your two most prominent voices, saying, hey, this hope for self-improvement, this hope for internal improvement, ain't the way things are going to get done. I think that's big-time noteworthy.
That's huge. That's huge. You can't hope and pray that things are, I mean, it, just like Kutch said, like, what are the odds of it actually happening? Like, it's very slim. You have to, I mean, everybody knows this. You have to spend money to win. And for him to say that and Paul Skeens to allude to it, we'll see if they make the right decision here this offseason. We'll see.
Greg Brown was on with the PM guys last week and said he thinks they're going to spend more money than they've spent.
What is that? Like, okay, what?
So they spent $35 million 2 years ago. They spent about $15 million this year.
Spent 16?
Yeah.
This coming season?
They need to spend more than 50 this offseason.
Yes.
They don't have a single hitter in the lineup that is above league average. The Cubs have nine.
Nine.
The Brewers are like the class of the National League right now, and the Cubs, they've got maybe the best lineup in all of baseball. Those two teams are in your division. You got the Reds hanging around. You need to make up a ton of gap this offseason. So you got to spend more than $50 million. I'll believe that when I see it. All right. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn is going to join the show. Jeff was there for every single Steelers practice at Steelers training camp. He, like us, has watched these first two preseason games. What does he feel better about than at the start of camp? What does he feel worse about now that camp is over? We'll talk to him about that coming up next. First, though, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.